All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get started. Denver this week, another big challenge for us. Really good on special teams. Their personnel, I believe, is one of the top units that we've played. Got great linebackers that can run with great speed. The returner, they got Emmanuel Sanders back there, who obviously we all know is a playmaker. So we have to do a good job there, and we have to be very sound in our coverage. The punter is the, one of the Colquitt kids. He's outstanding, very good directional punter. Can take a returner out of the game. Been a longtime pro and has done a nice job. And then the McManus kid, the kicker, he's made all his field goals. And he can hit them from anywhere. He has 22 touchbacks on the season now, 28 kicks. So as is every week, we have another big challenge, and we've got to step up to it. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Is there anything Baltimore kept Benjamin out of the game totally? Are you helpless during a game?
Well, when you're facing a punter like that, sometimes you are. Sam Cook, obviously, is one of the, I think, one of the top guys in the league. He did a really nice job, obviously, with his directional, putting it out of bounds, not giving Travis any opportunities. We got a couple opportunities there. They did a nice job in their coverage. But, you know, you go into games that you have to have some answers, and I think this week will be no different. I expect Colquitt to be kind of the same type of game plan that we saw last week.
Punting better now than it's ever been?
It kind of seems that way, to be honest with you, or we're just running into a good string of them. But this is a guy that not only been really good directionally with his distance and his hang, but then he's also kind of incorporated some of the same type of kicks that Sam Cook incorporates. They angle one way and then they kind of hit a rugby or a knuckleball going back the other way. So it really keeps your returner guessing on where he needs to be to field the ball, and it makes it a little tough sometimes calling a game because you're not exactly sure where he's going.
Following up on your other guys, is this like the live ball era, though, with these guys? I mean, I don't remember guys averaging 50 yards a punt.
Well, I don't either, to be honest with you, but that's kind of the trend right now, and hopefully, like I say, if we get limited opportunities, we just keep preaching. We got to take advantage. If we only get one opportunity, we got to take advantage of it. So that's what we're concentrating on.
Travis Coons that led you to believe in him before the season started?
I just thought that in training camp, you know, the one thing that really struck you is when he hits his ball, I mean, he has good rotation on the ball, but it's a straight ball. You know, there's not a lot of draw or a fade to it. And I just felt like going into the season and with the weather and the wind and those type of things, I mean, that's what you're looking for, a guy that can hit his line. And then, you know, if he misses, it's not because of a duck hook or anything like that. It's just probably because his line was just a little off. But he's done a nice job for us. He's going to continue to get better, and we're excited about which way he's trending right now.
Mike said that he sprays the ball all over the place in practice. He was joking a little bit about how you said he
gets his misses out. Today's with Thursday's practice field goals, today's usually the miss day.
Is that normal for a guy to practice like that, to kick this well in games? Or
it has been tough to say a little bit because there was one, a couple weeks ago, he might have missed four of them, and then he wanted afterwards, he said, I'm going to go over and hit some more, and I said, no. I said, you know, my mom told me some days there'd be days like that. You just got to let it go. Because with a young kicker, if they do have a bad day at practice, the natural tendency is, I'm going to go hit some more, and then what happens is their leg gets tired. But he's improved, and he's working at his craft, and we're still learning Coonsy ourselves from the standpoint of, you know, he has multiple kicks, and we're working on some things on the side that if we need to use them, we'll be able to do that.
Personality-wise, it kind of makes him so unflappable.
He's been very good, to say the least. I can say in the Baltimore game, you know, I mean, I thought the offense did a great job getting down there and getting us yardage and getting us closer and closer. But, you know, we did have to approach him and said, you know, Trav, which hash would you like it on? And he just kind of looked at me and said, I don't care. Whichever one you like, Tabes, you know. So that made me feel good. I felt like you know, we talked about it. I think Tony asked it, you know, he hadn't had a game winner yet, and so we can kind of check that off the list. But you're only as good as your next kick, and he understands that. So he needs to have another good week this week. That I would say that's him in a nutshell right there. We did. We felt that's why we elected. There was a little bit of a breeze at his back right there, and we thought that definitely from 53 that he was definitely going to have a really good opportunity to make that. And if we had to stretch it a little farther, that we could.
Obviously, Phil Dawson has been around a lot longer, but you were here with Phil, right?
Yep.
Are their personalities similar at all or not?
No, I'd say they're different. They have some similarities with regards to, you know, attacking their craft and working on their craft. But when Phil was here, it was, you know, he had already had an established routine. I think Travis is going through his routine right now of exactly what he wants to do each and every day, and he's getting more routine about it, and I think that's helping him.
After the game, Travis said he was horrible on kickoffs. And that was something he needed to work on. Is that just him not hitting it, like making solid contact?
Or? There's been some missed contact with it, and that's something that he is working on. And you know, it's an area that he needs to improve, and he will improve. But he's also beginning to move the ball a little bit, which is going to help us, especially you know with the weather. I think it's supposed to be pretty windy on Sunday, so I think the things that he's been working on hopefully comes into play.
Going down to the stadium, or have you been already because of this changing weather?
No, we haven't. We're still kicking here. I mean, there's been some good gusts out there, so we feel pretty comfortable. And I think where we're at right now with regards to this season, he feels comfortable in the stadium. So we haven't ventured down there.
I think you've had at least one in each game, if I'm not wrong. Obviously you addressed that, but have you had too many?
I think we have. I mean, that's obviously that's an area that we need to improve. Here's what we tell our guys. We've said it here before. You know, we're going to play aggressive, but at the same time, we want to use good judgment. And sometimes I get the effort penalties, and I can live with those. Obviously, you still want to eliminate those things. But things that you can control, for example, just – you know, they called Gary one time too far off the ball on the punt. I mean, you know, just things like that, things that you can control that are so easy that you want to start there and clean all those up. And then the effort ones, that's probably got to do a better job of coaching technique and those things. So we need to get that rectified.
Coming back to practice, is Justin Gilbert going to stay in the kickoff return role?
Yes, he will.
More aggressive, bringing out a couple of those like 5 yards deep.
He did, but I'll be honest with you. I told him to hang right in there. Really, the way the game flow was going, and we had some guys that ended up playing some more snaps on defense, and they were getting a little tired. And that was a very speedy unit. We wanted to make sure that we started at least at the 20, and not put our offense in danger or start behind the 20 there. So that was kind of a little bit of a game plan and personnel type thing at that time and the way the game flow was going. So those were instructions.
Thank you.